God works good in the midst of suffering. And of course, the epitome of that is the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you look upon Christ and you see there God is working the ultimate good in the midst of the ultimate suffering. And yet, in the midst of the most horrific suffering, you have the greatest good. You have salvation that results from it. Yet another thing that you can take as a wonderful connection between the book of Job and the life of Christ is this. Satan, remember, he had God's ear in the heavenly throne room, and what does he do? He accuses God's people to their face. And what a contrast you have between that and Christ. Christ is now ascended to the right hand of the Father. He has the Father's ear. And what does he do now that he has the Father's ear? He intercedes for you. So instead of Satan accusing, Christ speaks on behalf of God's people. Whereas Satan would say, look at that one's sin, you ought to smite him. Jesus says, O Father, look at that one, and I have suffered and died for that one. I rose for that one. So forgive that one and pour out your blessing and grace upon that one. And the Father cannot deny his son's request. It is a great transformation from the accuser to our intercessor. The accuser of our brothers, there's Satan. He's been thrown down here to earth, and so he still likes to be the accuser. He loves to accuse you to yourself. But when Satan accuses you to yourself, you have recourse. The intercessor speaks on your behalf to the Father, and so also those words of Christ are to ring in your ears that you are forgiven for his sake, so Satan's accusations mean nothing next to his word.